Swans did earlier in the year with Chad Van Gaalen. So we heard the song The Coward, which is a brand new preview of that split single that will be coming out within just a few weeks. And it's very timeful that we play this because there is some news about Julie Doran happening here in Windsor that I wasn't aware of, that they'll actually be performing in Windsor next week.
Yeah, at the Dominion House. And there's like a all-day thing going on. It's put on by Cassette Records. And also Randy of the Trailer Park Boys is, it's like kind of his thing. It's like a barbecue picnic with music. And there's all different bands playing, one of which is Julie Doran.
That's going to be amazing if you haven't had a chance to check her out. Music is amazing. Incredible artist. Definitely worth checking out. Prior to that, we heard some music from the Lemon Twigs from the UK. I was going to say from the UK. Definitely indebted by the UK.
Yes,
but
yes.
I know New York boys, actually. It's so hard to believe that they're not from the UK, though, considering how much their sound prizes influences from the Beatles and the Kinks and what will have you. But still a fantastic record and a really strong homage to that period of music with their latest release, A Dream Is All We Know.
Yeah, and we heard the song Peppermint Roses.
Oh, go ahead, kind of calling back to our Peppermint earlier in the show with Sloan.
Sloan, yep. And then we started off that set with brand new music from Nap Eyes. They have a new single, digital single out, called Feline Wave Race. And this is the B-side called Ice Grass Underpass. It rhymes.
It does. I would not want to say that too frequently in a row, but a great song title and a great song from Nap Eyes, as always. Speaking of new material, we're going to be hearing a brand new track from Dion Lunatin coming up next, a track from a forthcoming album that's going to be dropping in mid-July, a little bit of a mini-album, actually.
Yeah, he's going on a tour throughout the Midwest, and he's going to be stopping in Detroit in early July at the Logger House. Strongly recommend going to see him, and he'll probably have this release there. Memory Burn, we're going to hear the lead-off single, Good Times, to start off this set. We're also going to hear music from Mad Ones. They have a new album out called What It Takes, and we're going to hear She Talks. They're actually playing Fog Lounge tonight here in Windsor. Strongly recommend, if you don't got anything to do, come on out to Fog Lounge.
Or if you have something to do, just cancel your plans.
Yeah, cancel your plans. Whatever you got, I should have said this. Whatever you have to do, that's okay. You have things to do. But cancel it. Come to Fog and see this band.
Yeah, you don't need to see your grandmother on her birthday. Go see this concert instead.
We're not, I'm not encouraging not to
Dave
see your grandmother.
Dave said that while we were playing music.
I never.
Anyway, music from Dion Lunatin here. Good Times on Revolution Rock.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. In the Windsor, Detroit area, I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We came back there with music from Private Lives, released from 2023, hit record, really cool band featuring members of Priors, and also there's another band. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the other band. I do apologize, but we heard the song Misfortune. Prior to that, we heard music from Anxious Pleas, who's based out of Hamilton. They recently started playing shows again after a few years off, and we heard their cover of the Pagan song Street Where Nobody Lives. We had Mad Ones before that with She Talks from their latest release, What It Takes. They're playing Fog Lounge tonight. Strongly recommended you go check out that show. And then we started off with music from Dion Lunadin's upcoming release, Memory Burn. We heard Good Times. And then we have one, maybe two songs left to end out the show.
Mm-hmm, we do. And just before we go, we do want to remind you once again, Mad Ones will be performing at Fog Lounge tonight. In fact, if you have a chance to, after Rev Rock is done, you might want to head over to Fog Lounge. But you know what? If you're not able to, if you just want to stick around in your nice abode or you're driving around, well, good news. There's more music coming up after this with Mark Hazebon with the Cowboys and Indies program, a mainstay here at CJAM. That will be up at 9 right after our program.
But, this is true.
Yeah, but we're going to end off, like you said, with probably a pair of songs. I'm hoping we can play both of them. The first one is a brand new track from Ambigazi. Of course, featuring you know, a collective of musicians that are also part of the Status Non-Status group. This is a great single called Connecting. It just dropped this week. It's been turning a lot of heads. It is such a powerful, strong rock song. Part of it, I know people may roll their eyes a little bit when they hear this description, but I'm getting some E Street Band feelings from it.
Okay.
It also has that identifiable sound that only Ambigazi has. And this is going to be coming from a forthcoming record titled Shame. We don't have a release date for it yet, but the band has promised it will drop sometime later this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we're also going to hear one other band, a Japanese group called Fishmans. And we're going to hear something from 1996's Long Season, which was not so much a series of songs, but an entire suite of a song. And the entire album is about 36 minutes. And this was a pioneering Japanese rocksteady / psychedelic rock group that also incorporated sounds that would influence a lot of Plunderphonics coming forward, with artists that would sample a lot of different sounds. However, they would create everything in studio. Some people kind of refer to them as a 90s Japanese alt-rock Beach Boys. Mm. And I definitely do hear that a lot, especially because we have some unique vocals that came from the late lead singer Shinji Sato, who did pass away in 1999, just a few years after this album was released. So we're going to play the fourth movement from this particular album of theirs, Long Season, which was released in 1996. And yeah, that's how we're going to end off the program in this edition of Revolution Rock.